everybody. My name is Shauna, and this is the American English Podcast. My goal here is to teach you the English spoken in the United States through common expressions, pronunciation tips, and interesting cultural snippets or stories. I hope to keep this fun, useful, and interesting. Let's do it. Hi, everyone. This is episode number 81. And today is a 5-minute English episode about fall or autumn. As I mentioned in a previous episode, we use both of these terms in American English. However, fall is more common than autumn, especially in spoken English. In an astronomical calendar, fall in the Northern Hemisphere lasts from around September 21st to 24th and ends around December 20th to 23rd. However, for most people, fall is a feeling or is based on sensory input. For example, some may say that fall smells and tastes like cinnamon or pumpkin. They may say it looks like rich, warm oranges and reds, or earth tones, so colors with brown tints in them. Depending on where you live in the States, fall may feel different based on temperature and how long it lasts. In Northern California, fall is short. In a period of what seems like 2 weeks, our tree dumps all of its leaves onto our lawn and the lawn of our neighbor. It feels like we're outside on a daily basis with our leaf blower or rake trying to clean it up. In New York, on the other hand, fall is longer. The colors change gradually and the temperatures get milder slowly as fall turns into winter. When I lived in New York City, I was stunned by how beautiful Central Park was from September all the way into late November and early December. When I was in high school in California, I remember walking to class with my friend Brett. It was a fall day, and dried leaves scattered the ground on the path where we walked. When I came to a very large dried leaf, I stepped to the side and planted my foot right in the middle of it so that it made an ever so pleasant crunch sound. That's when he turned to me and said something I never forgot. Everyone will go out of their way to step on an extra crunchy leaf. This may seem like a trivial comment, I agree. But I remember thinking about how true this is. It doesn't matter what one's nationality is, his or her age or gender. People of all walks of life will likely go out of their way to satisfy a simple pleasure, whether that be stepping on a leaf or enjoying the transition into a new season. Hence today's episode. More often than not these days, I try and think about simple life pleasures or experiences that unite people rather than bring them apart. In the wake of the US elections, everything here seems black or white, good or bad, right or wrong, conservative or liberal, Democrat or Republican. There are so many labels that it seems like there aren't similarities between people. The focus is on differences. So for today, I'd like to touch on a topic that will resonate with many Americans, and that's fall, or the transition into fall. To help get into the spirit of fall, I'd like to take you on a trip down memory lane. This is not my memory per se, but one that I've invented to capture the spirit of the season. This is a memory that could be felt or may have been felt by Americans across the United States. So close your eyes and allow yourself to be transported to this chilly October day with me. It's a brisk, foggy morning and you're walking to work. It's the first morning it truly feels like fall, and the first time you've put on your cozy knitted scarf and boots to keep warm. It's breezy out, and leaves are falling from the trees that line the street ahead of you. At the sight of them, you remember how when you were a kid, your dad would rake them into a giant pile in your front yard, and just how fun it was to jump into them. You love this time of year, It's when the treetops transform into shades of red, amber, and yellow, and the air feels fresher. It's not yet rainy out, but dew covers the grass in the morning. Unlike your friends who complain about fewer hours of sunlight, you don't mind that the clocks fall back 1 hour. The days are shorter, but it's okay. Since you love spending your evenings making your favorite fall comfort foods, butternut squash soup, chicken broccoli casserole, and slow-cooked beef stew in the crock pot. As the weather cools off, it's time to bundle up, and so you pull out your warm clothes from storage. As you dig into a giant box in your garage, you see plenty of long-sleeve shirts, turtlenecks, and wool sweaters. You can't help but notice the excess of clothing with plaid prints and earth tones, which are normally associated with fall. As you throw aside a raggedy old robe, you catch sight of your favorite flannel pajamas, a pair of fuzzy socks, and slippers. This will surely help you get through the fall months. After all, the average fall temperature where you live is 47 degrees Fahrenheit. In addition to warm, comforting food and clothes, fall is also the time of year when many people frequent coffee shops. When you walk inside of one, you're flooded with the aromatic scent of roasting coffee beans, vanilla, caramel, cinnamon, and of course, pumpkin spice, which is commonly found in fall drinks and desserts. Pumpkin spice is made of cloves, ginger, nutmeg, and cinnamon. From the famous pumpkin lattes at Starbucks to pumpkin muffins, scones, and cheesecake, you can't help but give in to temptation. And just like many others who grow up in the States, the smell can bring back memories of the past. For you, that memory is the pumpkin patch. As a kid, you'd go there with your family to pick out a pumpkin to carve on Halloween, which is on October 31st. At the farm, you'd go on hay rides, pet farm animals, or get lost in a corn maze. Sometimes, you'd take on other kids in a game of bobbing for apples. Your parents rarely took part in the fun because they didn't want to get wet. Apples are harvested in fall, with over 7,500 apple producers in the U.S. and 2,500 apple varieties. They're also commonly associated with the season. In northern states such as Washington, New York, and Michigan, apple orchards open up to the public. Being from New York, you've seen it. Crowds pick apples by the pound and dish out the big bucks on local products such as apple butter, syrup, freshly pressed apple juices, and ciders. Your family can never resist the comforting smell of warm, cinnamony apple pie, which you often buy and dig into on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving falls on the fourth Thursday in November. For many, fall is about the start of school. At the end of summer, or around August, parents urge their children to take advantage of back-to-school sales and stock up on school supplies, clothing, and more. If you ask an American high schooler what reminds them of fall, they may mention Friday night football games or big events like homecoming and Sadie Hawkins. Sadie Hawkins is a dance that is all about the reversal of gender norms. The girls ask the guys out, and if they're not turned down, they'll head to the mall to pick out matching outfits for the occasion. Prior to the dance, there's also a big football game in which girls sport uniforms, helmets, and war paint on their cheeks, and guys cheerlead from the sidelines in mini skirts and tank tops. Oftentimes, the guys don't hold back at all. In fact, they'll go all out and put on makeup and wigs to fit the part. All in all, fall is about making memories. That may be dressing up in your scariest costume and going trick-or-treating with friends, or sharing a great conversation over Thanksgiving dinner. But it's also about comfort and the senses, comforting smells, sights, tastes, and feelings. So why not light some candles to set the mood and curl up on the couch with a nice fleece blanket? That's it for today's episode. I want to remind you that 5-minute English episodes are more challenging than other episodes, so I recommend listening to them many times in order to pick up on all of the phrasal verbs, collocations, vocabulary, and expressions I've crammed in there. These are advanced, So also do not feel discouraged if you need a dictionary. Advanced listening, or intensive listening, I should say, does require a dictionary. If, however, you'd like to get the bonus content for this episode and have all of the definitions ready to go for you, be sure to sign up to bonus content in the classroom at AmericanEnglishPodcast.com. You'll get the exercises, quizzes, and conversation questions that go along with this topic. Of course, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere and don't quite feel in the fall mood, you can always listen to episode number 69, which is about summer in the U.S. Hope you have a nice day, and until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the American English Podcast. Remember, it's my goal here to not only help you improve your listening comprehension, but to show you how to speak like someone from the States. If you want to receive the full transcript for this episode, or you just want to support this podcast, make sure to sign up to premium content on AmericanEnglishPodcast.com. Thanks, and hope to see you soon.